Blog Talk Radio.
Happy terrific Tuesday, my friends. I'm so excited to have another segment with you on how fear can paralyze your growth in life. My name is Terry Moore. I'm the founder and CEO of Terry L. Moore and Team and your host for this morning's talk show. First off, I would like to thank my callers who sent in their comments last week. It was so encouraging to me, so thank you so much. If you're on the web and you'd like to ask a question, please feel free to do so. I will get to as many callers as possible. However, last week we had some technical difficulties, so hopefully it's been fixed. For the first-time listeners, I gave a complete introduction about myself last week, and you can go onto my website at www.terrylmooreandteam to listen to it. But let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear God, help us to focus on you these next 30 minutes as we give you our fears, turn them into faith, and calm us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Please guide us, and know, Father, that we need your help with turning all of our fears over to faith. We no longer want to be paralyzed by our fear. We want to be a vessel for you to use for your glory. Please guide and direct me and teach these women and men how to find the real person inside. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, for the first-time listeners, this is why I have a passion for why I'm doing what I'm doing. 22 years ago, I was determined I was going to find the real person inside. Before we go on, I just want to share a little bit about who I am. Again, I said my company is Terry L. Moore and Team. But we are all about the mission of inspiring women and men to find their real self and make peace with their past through our empowerment coaching, our very, very powerful speaking engagements, and our empowerment workshops that will be taking place very soon. Well, let's recap from last week since it's part two. Okay, number one fear is women and men do not know who they truly are. Too many people are living life without knowing who they truly are. I know because I was one of those people. Number two, fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Number three, we talked about last week. Oftentimes, we feel greatly we would lose the crutch of holding on to all of our baggage because this is the only thing we have ever known. Number four, the immediate effect of fear is to shut you down, to stop any growth occurring in your life. Now, last week, I asked you to do me a favor and recognize your fears. What or who you are afraid of? Did you do it? Hopefully you did. The immediate effect of fear is to shut you down and to particularly to stop any growth occurring in your life. You know, as I shared with my callers last week, I no longer use the word failure, not in my vocabulary. You will never hear me say anything that I have failed. To me, it's nothing but a loving, learning experience. You know, there's a quote that I read, and I want to read it to you. Faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see. You choose. I'm going to read this again because this is very, very powerful for today's message. Faith and fear both demand you believe in something you cannot see. So it's your choice. So today, my friends, you have to make a decision to choose fear or to choose faith. Remember what I said last week. Fear will keep you clucking like a chicken going nowhere, but an eagle loves to soar into the unknown. This is your choice. You know, have you ever wondered how many times you tell yourself or God tells you that you should do something great in your life, that someday you will be a great leader, or you will open your own business, you will lose the excess weight, you will get out of debt, And the list can go on and on. You know, we feel very strongly like the woman at the well. We start thinking about what we don't have. Rather, it can be an education, talents, and all the obstacles in our path. And before long, guess what? We have talked ourselves out of God's best for our life. Why? Simply this. Because our fear paralyzed our faith and stopped that growth process. Can you relate to what I'm saying? Here's something to ponder over. Some of us do not believe we deserve good things in life. I'm going to repeat that again. Some of us do not believe we deserve good things in life. I can honestly say, until I found the real person inside, I felt like I didn't deserve anything that God was giving me. Because I was just raised in that type of family. Please, you know, when you feel like you do not deserve good things in life, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to please go tell God this, the God that who sent his son to die on the cross for us. That will definitely change your thinking. You know, the scripture says, with God, all things are possible. Well, my favorite part is coming up of the show. And I have a jam-packed 30 minutes. So I hope you have your pen, your paper, and as someone told me last week, they needed their tissues. So if you need to go grab your coffee, your pen, your paper, hey, this is a great time to do this. Because now we're gonna start moving our fear into faith. So instead of letting your fear get the best of you, let's find out together how we can turn the fear into faith. You know, fear is the direct opposite of faith. And his word says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. When we live and act in fear, it's almost as if we place God on hold. But here's the cool thing. He waits patiently for us to come out of this place and put our faith and trust back in him. And as soon as the shift occurs and our minds go back to the right thinking, it's as if God just opens the floodgates and things start flowing again. Can you think of any times that this has happened in your life? Boy, I know I can. But this really hit me when I was studying all this out, that when we live and act in fear, we place God on hold. And no one wants to do that. So, scripture in Psalms 34:4 says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all of my fears. So what fears does God need to free you from? You know, for me, and I'm just being real with you, because this is who I am. Transparent Terry is what they call me. I really have to let go of the fear of financial hardship. You know, right now, my husband and I are facing quite a bit of financial hardship. We get the bills coming in from his surgery that happened in June. The first bill that arrived from the hospital was $39,000. You know, my first thought was, oh, yeah, great, okay. No, it was, how in the world are we going to pay this bill? But you know what? I've definitely had to give myself homework to try to figure out where all this fear stems from. And I can honestly say, as an empowerment coach, because I'm doing a lot of coaching on myself right now, it is definitely coming from my past. So I just have to figure this out. But you know what? One thing about, you'll get to know me through all these radio talk shows, I will have victory. and I will break the chain of this fear. I will move this fear into faith through God's guidance and help. What fear is holding you back today? Remember times you have met fear and you've moved through it. So many times when fear arose, but you kept going. Those are the moments of fearlessness. Those are the moments you need to celebrate, and those are the moments of victory. You know, for me, many times when I have something that comes my way and I feel fear, but I know that I have turned it into faith, you know what I do? I go out and I get a manicure, or I get a pedicure, or I get a facial, because I am celebrating my victory. Some of you on this call may have been through a divorce and are afraid of dating, getting married again. Some of you on this call could have been abused from a previous marriage, previous relationship, and you're afraid of dating. You're afraid of getting married. You're afraid of getting close to someone. You know, I can certainly relate to that, because after my abuse, I had a very hard time trusting men. And as I said, I'm a real person. When I finally started to get out in the social network again, I went out with a man that was very nice, very charming, and when he got too close to me, I decked him. I absolutely decked him and gave him a black eye. I didn't mean to do that. It was just, you were crossing over that boundary, and I have to do something about it. So you see, fear kicked in, and honestly, I never thought I'd get married again because I didn't trust people, especially men. But you know what? Turn my fear into faith. And when God sent me that right man in my life at the right time, I went for it and I trusted God. Oh, my defense mechanisms were up. I can honestly tell you that. But as a result of my fear being moved into faith, I am now happily married to Scott for almost 21 years, and I thank God for that every day. How about abandonment? This is a big one. When I do empowerment coaching, this is the one area that I really try to pick up on with women. You know, your parents could have died at an early age, and you have fear of abandonment. You do not want to let anyone really get to know the real you, because you are afraid they might leave you. Can you relate to this? You know, my friends, fear may close the heart, but courage comes out of heartfulness, out of releasing resistance. You know, fear will stop you from facing your shadow and participating fully in life, but fearlessness will give you the courage to dive into the unknown. What unknown do you want to dive into? Start working on it. Start moving that fear into faith. Okay, last week, I asked you to do some homework. Hopefully you did. If not, I'm giving you a second chance today. This is the most critical part to be able to help you move your fears into faith and begin this healing process. So please, I'm begging you, if you have not done this homework, please do so. Okay, number one, write down all your fears, both past, present, and future. Find scriptures on fear from the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Have devotionals on them. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to bring up your fears. And praise yourself for those times you did not allow fear to stop you. Please, write them down and make it your victory list. Put it on a chalkboard. Just have it in front of you when you're working to move from fear to faith. This is going to be a reminder that you can do this. Well, let's move on. In putting our focus on God, we are demonstrating faith that God is the creator and controller of all things. Not us, but God. Nothing is beyond his reach of power. When we turn our fear into faith, God's peace begins to fill our hearts. we are able to face all of life with greater hope. When we see God, who loves us and cares for us, as being bigger and more powerful than any problem that we have, we find confidence and courage. What fears in your life are keeping you from peace? Do you fear the loss of a relationship? Do you fear the loss of your wealth or a hopeless diagnosis? What are you most afraid of? Failure, loss, tragedy? Again, you've got your homework to do. We have to get your fear turned into faith. If you find yourself, you know, or we find ourselves losing our peace because of a troubled heart, God will give us the strength to overcome those fears and anxieties. Do not, and I repeat, do not try to ignore or bury our worries. Take them to God in prayer and let Him know what is troubling you. Please learn to be real with the Maker of the universe. He wants to hear from you. Ask Him to turn your fear into faith and to fill your heart and to calm your mind with His supernatural peace. You and only you know what causes your peace to be disrupted. You know, then all we need to do is continue to spend time with Him daily, and He will help us conquer those fears. You know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is this. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, came toward Jesus, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Well, why do we doubt? Well, I believe it's because we do not trust ourselves. This is why we doubt. We can't trust others if we're not trusting ourselves. Don't miss this profound truth. Frightening circumstances provide a wonderful opportunity to see the Lord display His glory and to shine our light even brighter when darkness is closing in on the people that we are helping. Let me give you an example. I shared last week, share this week, that I came from a domestic violence marriage. I'm going to really tap in on it on this segment next week. But because I went through that frightening experience, I am living to God's glory by being the executive director of a domestic violence organization. I went through sexual assault, but you know what? I have studied the Bible with so many women who have been through this, and I'm able to help them. I'm able to relate to them. You know, when I met my husband, Scott, I did not know I was also getting a stepdaughter in that package deal. And you talk about a frightening experience. I was single. I was a leader of the singles ministry. And all of a sudden, I have this 8-year-old in my life, and I didn't know what to do with her. So I just did the best I could. But there was so much fear that came into my life, fear of, am I going to hurt her? Am I going to, you know, say something that's going to scar her for life? I didn't know really what I was doing. And now we have a beautiful relationship, and I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, the fear we feel in these difficult days provides incredible opportunity to focus on what really matters. You know, God is reminding us of our need for His mercy and His guidance. We may someday realize that this was the moment God called you to serve others by surrendering your fear over to your faith. When we're living in fear, my friends, we really can't help people the way we want to until we move over into that faith area. But these circumstances were used by Him to ignite us to change and grow. You know, I believe that confronting and overcoming challenges is such an exhilarating experience. It does something to feed the soul and the mind. It makes you more than you were before. It strengthens the mental muscles and enables you to become better prepared for the next challenges. We must first become more to become more. We must begin the process of working harder on ourselves than we do anything else. I want to give you some practicals as our time winds down. But first of all, believe good things are going to happen in your life. Believe good things are going to happen in your life. Write down your dreams and your visions for yourself. Start a vision and dream board. You know what? If you have a dream to go to Hawaii and there's some fear stopping you from going, whether it be airplane, whether it be lack of money, get a picture of Hawaii and put it on your vision board. Okay? If you have dreams of skydiving, then go online and get a picture of skydivers and put that on your vision board. You know, one of my favorite books as a child was The Little Red Engine That Could. We have to change our thinking, because the little red engine that was trying to get up over the other side of the hill was, I think I can. But he's my hero. He really is, because he ended up changing his thinking to going, I know I can. And when you start telling yourself, I know I can, you have had victory of moving your fear into faith. So please, let's work on it. You know, this week, I want you to step out on faith and conquer one of your fears. It may be as easy as killing a spider, balancing your checkbook. I know that always puts fear in me. Or it can be something hard, like talking to someone who has hurt you. Okay? Someone that you may need to forgive. And next week, we're going to have a complete jam-packed 30 minutes on the area of forgiveness. You know, God has great plans for each of us. And the scripture that really is very near and dear to my heart is, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. You will find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. When I was trying to find the real me inside, I registered for a self-improvement workshop. I will never forget what one of the leaders said. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, our darkness. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous, walk across the stage and get awards, etc., etc., etc.? Actually, who are you not to be? You know, I told my callers last week, I'm writing a book called Face to Face with God, My Best Friend. And the reason that it's taken me quite a while to write this book is because I always would stop myself and say, who are you to write a book? Who's going to buy your book? You know, and so forth and so on. But I had to get to the point where, who am I not to write a book after all the experience that I've gone through? And now I have like 24 pre-orders for my book, and I'm still working on it. And I'll keep you updated on that. But I had to move that fear into faith. Too many times we shrink back in our thinking and ask that question, who am I? Well, let me tell you something today. You are a child of God, and he wants to take you to heights that you never thought could be possible. However, listen to this. Unfortunately, Satan, or the devil, knows something about what is on the inside of you as well. He knows the potential you're carrying, so he does everything he can to keep that seed from taking root. He doesn't want your gifts and your talents to flourish. He doesn't want your dreams to become a reality. He wants you to remain in the victim mentality. But get this. God wants you to be in the thrive mentality. Just remember, Satan equals fear. God equals faith. Perfect love drives out fear. God will never ask you for something without first depositing it within you. If you will dare to take a step of faith and release your fear, You will discover gifts inside of you never before realized were there. Trust me in this. I know what I'm talking about. God has more in store for you. Do you believe this? He never, never wants you to stop growing and being used by Him. You know, I truly believe when we discover our true selves, and as we forgive, letting go of the fear that has been paralyzing us, we will become a more secure person who walks around with an air of confidence. We will learn to trust not only ourselves but the people around us. We will have broken the chains that have been holding us back, and now we are allowing people to meet the real, authentic, teachable, humble, and transparent person. We will no longer have to ask the question, will the real me? That will be your victory when you can honestly look in the mirror and do not have to ask that question, will the real me please stand up? My friends, if you are really ready to right now make peace with your past and move your fear into faith and find that true person inside and get some help, I would love to offer you a 30-minute complimentary empowerment coaching session from me. If you are from out of town, no problem. We will have a phone conversation. I will also be doing a 2-hour workshop next month in Indianapolis, and we will have more details on that. My friends, I got to share something with you. Terry Elmore and team reached their first milestone last week. We now have over 100 likes on our Facebook page. How exciting. Please go and like us to keep you abreast to our progress and our events. Times of the shows. I could be moving the show to another time because some people have been asking me for a 6 o'clock time frame. I might do it. Not sure yet. You know, technical difficulties with our switchboard. So I'm going to say this. If you have comments, you can please send them to me at T as in Terry, M as in Moore, Ocean, O-C-E-A-N, at AOL.com. I would love to hear from you. You can also find us on the web at www.terrylmooreandteam. You know, next week, as I shared, our topic will be on forgiveness. I am going to show, well, I can't show you because you can't see me. However, I'm going to teach you how to do exercises of forgiveness that will blow your mind. Because we cannot totally move out of fear until we have learned how to forgive. This will be a life-changing session as I show you how to unleash forgiveness off yourself and others. Please tell all your friends. Get on Facebook, text, get on the phone, pay them if you have to, but please let's help as many people out there as we possibly can. There is a lost world out there. People are looking for ways to find themselves. Let's help them. My friends, I have enjoyed another Tuesday with Terry. You know, I love being on here with you, and I love sharing not only my life, but teaching you how to love your life. So, as I always say, learn to love that person that's staring back in the mirror, because she or he wants to be your best friend. I hope everyone has a fearless and faithful week. This is your host, signing off. Is anybody on the phone?